Welcome to the chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade. Today we were wondering, what does playing sports teach you about life? We are joined by our very special guest, Chase Wright. Chase is a professional golfer on the PGA Tour. Chase is a graduate of Indiana University, and his latest tour win was the Rust Olin Cup in 2018. Thank you, Chase,
for joining us on the chat.
Thank you guys for having me. My first year on the PGA Tour. I grew up in Muncie, Indiana. I've been playing golf since I was, I think, like 4 or 5. Finally, last summer, as you said, the Rust Olin Championship, led by you guys in Libertyville, Illinois, helped me secure my PGA Tour card for the first time, which has been a lifelong dream, kind of get to the top of my profession. And, yeah, we're coming up on the middle of the 2019 season, so I'm happy to be on the show.
Did you think you would be where you are now when you were young?
I did. When I first started playing golf, you know, I played other sports, baseball, basketball, and then I would just play golf in the summertime living in Indiana, just like 1 or 2 days a week, and just fell in love with the game, and then I just progressed at every level I was at. So by the time I was 10 or 11, I was traveling around playing a lot of tournaments and getting pretty good, and you always, you know, I'm sure you guys do this too. You playing basketball with your friends, you're dreaming of hitting the game-winning shot, or for me, it was like the putt to win, you know, the Masters, and just over time, I just kept improving and believing, and I finally reached, you know, my ultimate goal, and now I just have to do the things that got me here even more so I can stay there for, you know, the rest of my career.
What kinds of challenges have you accomplished to reach your goal of being a professional golfer?
Well, like I said, I've progressed over each level, but, you know, there's just different challenges along the way. I would say, like, in high school, I would travel around the country. It's been a lot of competition at each level, but kind of earning a college scholarship was my first goal, and I accomplished that. So that, you know, that was kind of hard over the course of those 4 years, you know, performing the way you know you can, and then having my college coach, like at Indiana, believe in me and give me a scholarship. And then as I moved through college, you have to adapt with, you know, school and travel and learn to manage your time kind of away from home, which I overcame that. And then when you moved into professional golf, I had to travel all over the world to try to reach this dream of being on the PGA Tour, anywhere from, you know, Southeast Asia to Louisiana. So a lot of it was just kind of patience and hard work, and a lot of self-belief, along with a lot of support from friends and family throughout the years.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, you're like lucky that you've played a sports when you're young and now you're like in the professionals.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to think how long I've been playing golf and I'm still, you know, so young.
Yeah.
I was very fortunate to start from a young age and then have a lot of support along the way,
mm-hmm.
whether it was family or, you know, schooling and stuff like that. So it's just awesome for everybody to kind of enjoy it right now. And then, plus for me, it's great to kind of validate what you thought was always true, that you were good enough.
How do you overcome your challenges?
Well, I think at times it's very difficult, you know, when things aren't going well, it happens in all walks of life, but you have to just keep a positive attitude along with continue to do the things that have gotten you to where you are now. And if you just have a good friends and family. And you just believe and just know that everybody in your camp is, you know, they're rooting for you. Everybody wants you to do well at your camp at least. So don't put added pressure on yourself to try to, you know, do it for them. Or you have to realize you're doing this for yourself because this is what you've always wanted. So in some aspects, I think you have to be a little selfish, and then everybody else can kind of enjoy the fruits of your success.
I never knew that. Do you think playing sports makes you a better person?
I think a little bit. I mean, like especially golf, you know, it's kind of a, you know, gentleman's game, as they say, although there's very talented women players, and women play it all around the world. But by that, they just mean, you know, there's a lot of etiquette involved, and I think that has taught me some very good things over, you know, the last 20 years, and it's also helped me meet a lot of people that I would not have had the opportunity to meet if I were just a, you know, normal student at Indiana University or a normal professional in the world. I've been fortunate enough to play and be around some of the, you know, leaders in all walks of their profession. So I think I always try to learn from those people as well and try to take away something that can help me improve my career. So I think it does help you become a better person, but also the main thing is just because you don't play a sport well or if you have a bad day, it doesn't make you a bad person. So I think that would be, I think I would highlight that more than
yeah, I kind of agree. Yeah, I agree.
What has being a professional athlete taught you about life?
Taught me about life. I mean, it's being a professional athlete is also just kind of like running your own business. So you, like I said earlier, sometimes you have to be a little more selfish than you probably want to be. And you have to be organized, and you have to have kind of, you know, I'm a big, big routine guy, so I always have certain things I do each and every day to help me improve and help me play the best golf that I can play. So I would think it has just taught me how to just be the best version of myself that I can be each and every day.
Has your success affected family positively or negatively?
I would say all positively, just because they've always been there, and they've seen me grow through this game and life, and then now they get that satisfaction of being able to watch me on TV every week or come to a tournament and kind of enjoy watching me play with the best players in the world.
Is it hard for you to trust people you don't know?
I guess I'm kind of I enjoy the people that I know and have very close friendships, and I meet a lot of great people along the way, so it's not that hard for me to trust, and I feel like I'm a pretty good people reader, so most people, it is not hard for me to trust at all.
Yeah, our friends. How do you think professional sports like golf affect the world?
Well, golf is very unique in the professional sports landscape. I think this year the PGA Tour will surpass $3 billion in charitable donations over the last maybe like 20 years, I believe, 20 or 30 years. So each and every week at our tournaments, we're having a tournament where we earn our livelihood, but we also give back to the communities and the world that we play in. So I think that is very unique about golf and one of the coolest things about professional sports in general, but definitely golf. You can take all the professional sports, baseball, basketball, WNBA, and you can combine their charitable donations, and it wouldn't even be close to what we do on the PGA Tour.
If you weren't a golfer, what would you do for a job?
Well, growing up, I always loved art, and I really wanted to be an architect. But, I, you know, obviously golf kind of got in the way of that. But I think it would be to, if I wasn't a golfer, I would have start going to school maybe for architecture and do something in that realm.
Interesting.
Has anyone tried to stop you from achieving your goals?
No. Nobody, probably besides myself. You know, not that I would stop it, but like I said earlier, you know, the self-belief and the determination is most, you know, 80 or 90% of how most people succeed. And if you were to take away one thing, it'd just be, you know, if you dream big and you work hard, I really don't think anybody should be able to stop you from accomplishing what you want to accomplish. I got the opportunity to meet Jack Nicklaus. I don't know if you guys know who Jack Nicklaus is. He's like one of the greatest golfers of all time a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling this group that I was playing in that, you know, they hadn't heard of me yet, but he's like, you know, everybody has to start somewhere. That doesn't mean I can't be, you know, the next Jack Nicklaus or the next, you know, Jordan Spieth or whatever. But basically he was saying, you know, you have to start somewhere and you have to believe that you can do it or, you know, you shouldn't be there.
What does it take to succeed in life?
To succeed in life, I think you have to have a great attitude. You have to be very, you know, personable person with, you know, good values and a lot of self-belief. And I think you can achieve anything you'd like to do if you have self-belief, hard work, and that good attitude along the way.
Yeah, like you have to be proud and believe that you can do things.
Don't be afraid to be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
You're the most important.
Did you have to give up a lot of things to get where you are today? And how did you handle that?
Well, I saw this question last night, and I would say yes, but I never looked at them as giving something up. You know, I obviously had to travel a lot in high school and college and professionally for my job and my, you know, sport as a student athlete. But I never really saw it as giving anything up because it's always what I wanted to do. So I enjoyed that process of, you know, being gone from spring break in high school or in college or, you know, missing out on sporting events or weddings and stuff like that after college. I always saw that, you know, it was kind of giving up that fun time with family or friends, but also it's what I always wanted to do, and I knew that that kind of sacrifice is what you had to sacrifice that along the way if you wanted to get to where I am today.
Well, thank you so much to our very special guest, Chase Wright. Please make sure you tune into the chat with Mrs. Burns' this third grade next week and subscribe to our podcast and Apple Podcast. Bye!
Thank you.